Welcome back to episode 22 of Shloshim Yoyim Kedem HaChag. Today, I would like to discuss Chatzos. We all know when it comes to the night of the Seder, there is always a discussion, do we need to eat the Afikomen Chatzos, perhaps even the Matzah? Let's discuss this now. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Daf Kuf Chaf Amar Beis that brings the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says that the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten after Chatzos. According to this opinion, you also must eat the matzah and the maror before Chatzos because they are hukash, they are compared to Pesach. Afikoymen, which is zeichet the carbon Pesach, also must be eaten before Chatzos. However, Rabbi Akiva argues on Elazar ben Azariah and holds the zman of achilas carbon Pesach is the whole night. And memela, you could eat matzah, maror, and afikoymen the whole evening. La halacha. Many of the Gedolei Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore you must be careful to eat matzah kedem chatzos. And you should also be careful that the mitzvahs derabanan of maror and afikoymen should also be eaten before chatzos. B'di'evet, if you got delayed until after chatzos, you should eat them without the bracha of achilas matzah and without the bracha of achilas maror. If someone did not start his seder until close to chatzos, he should quickly make kiddush, drink the first kais, make an Tilas Yodayim, and then eat matzah with its brachas, eat maror with its bracha before chatzos, and then say the Haggadah and eat his seuda. A person must be careful to eat the afikoymen before chatzos. As mentioned, if a person sees during his seuda that it's getting close to chatzos, the Avni Nezer says that he should eat a kezayis of matzah for afikoymen and make a tenai. That this should be for afikoymen only if the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Then he should wait until after Chatzos, eat his Seuda, and then eat Afikoymen a second time. And the reason why this helps is because then he can be Yotza Mimanavshach. If the halach is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then he was already Yotza as Afikoymen with what he ate before Chatzos, and there's no Isra Achila after Chatzos because he already passed this man mitzvah. However, if the halach is like Rabbi Akiva, then he will be Yotza with the second Kezayis. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and others argue on this tonight, and they say, anyway, there are Rishonim that say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, Midur Rabbanon, one must eat his Afikoymen before Chatzos. And second of all, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's usher to eat after Afikoymen, even after Chatzos. And there are other Paiskim that are mafakvik on this Eitza. However, the Brisker Rav held this was a very good Tanai, and a person should do this. Rabbi Yashav said that a person should not rely on this Tanai L'chatchila. However, if it's getting very late, then at least he should do like this, Eitzah.